Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Kendra pushing 50, she exhausted. I'm here for this crash out.
You got your bonnet on.
I was about to go to sleep. She's talking about some go out. I'm like, girl, I'm not going nowhere.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
You can't help your teeth. You can't help your gums. So I'm not going to roast that. You can help if you come on to a national, international show, excuse me, with a fucking bonnet on your head.
I know you playing.
That you can help. And you know what else you can help? Your standards and your humility. So based on the fact that she has a bonnet and her mouth situation, the standards should be low and she should be coming in really super humble. So let's see how that go. I'm not very hopeful. Call me a negative Ned.
I'm in Dallas. It's 9:31.
Okay, 9:30 in Dallas. All right. All right, yeah. What's your name, baby?
Devonna.
Devonna, and where are you calling me from?
Dallas, Texas.
Duh. What you do for a living, boo?
I work in logistics, so like warehouse.
And how old are you?
36.
All those guys that you really didn't want before, they'll happily take you now because the guys you want don't want you anymore.
She still thinks that just because she's still getting likes, I still got it. Bitch, no, you don't. Because if you got it, you would get what you want.
Kendra G Show is the basic bitch graveyard. It's where basic bitches come to have their romantic life buried. Franz, she's still hanging out with Franz who talking about, girl, let's hit the club tonight at 36. At what point do you evolve?
Okay, I know you about to go to bed, but you on live TV right now. You want to keep your bonnet on?
Yes.
Okay.
Y'all don't want to see what's going on with this wig. My lace ain't right. It's not right.
I don't want to hear that shit. Robert, stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing.
I'm sorry. I don't want to holler at no bitch who don't value men enough to not wear a bonnet on a dating show. This should be a deal breaker for any self-respecting man. This is how she's going to treat you in the relationship. If this is all the effort she think you worth before she even meets you, can you imagine how she going to treat you in a relationship? She's not even willing to put her best foot forward. So yeah, any dude who ever got done dirty by this woman, he probably deserved it. See, this is what I always say. Standards protect you, fellas. Having standards will protect you.
You're goddamn right.
So, oh, the bonnet is better than the wig right now.
Yes, I am wearing a wig. But okay. I do have hair. I'm not bald head, I swear.
Lying, bitch.
Do you have any kids, honey?
No kids. Just a fur mom. That's it.
The fur mom. You ever been married?
No.
Never married? Okay.
I said this before, after 30, everything just get cringe regardless. Because it's like, if you 30, divorce with a kid, that's a bad dating option. And then if you 30, never been married, no kids, that's a bad dating option. And women say this sometimes, well, it's like we can't win for losing. Exactly. You're supposed to win before 25. Because after 30, you're a L either way. It's almost, I don't even know which one is worse. On one end, you could say if she was married, divorced with a kid, you could at least say at least you tried to do the right thing. At least somebody thought highly enough of you to walk down the aisle with you. That's one way to look at it. You know what I mean? Oh, my goodness. But 36, never married, no kids, and clearly you a hood booger. We already know what a resume looking like. We don't need to do an investigation. A whole lot of dick and drama. From Pookies and Ray Rays for 20 years.
That's nasty.
She's been on a dating market for 20 years and nothing ever came of it. Other than trauma, baggage, and a bunch of other bad stuff. So other than her tits, there's really nothing good about this woman so far.
Leave her alone! When is it professional to publicly bash someone who's going through a hard time?
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
What kind of man are you looking for?
I guess just somebody that is a good communicator. I guess like young around my age, but old-fashioned, because I still want to, like, have conversations on the phone. I'm not really into, like, texting back and forth for somebody that's not really intentional. So I want somebody to really get to know me.
That sounds like a fun idea. I should go do that. No.
I would say no.
Okay.
I would say no.
You're 36, never married, no kids. You haven't been intentional. Don't try to put that on us. They always try to project their bullshit onto us men. You haven't been intentional either. You've been playing along with the guys who haven't been intentional. You're just as bad as them.
I've never done anything remotely wrong in my life, ever.
I want somebody to really get to know me. Because I really want to know them, so.
Because she really wants to get to know them. Okay, okay. What are your deal breakers?
Deal breakers, I guess somebody that doesn't know how to communicate. So inconsistent, especially when it comes to communication. And just inconsistent all the way around. Don't tell me you're going to do something and then don't do it. Like, that's probably a pet peeve and a deal breaker.
Pet peeve and a deal breaker. Okay.
Yes.
Should he look a certain way?
No. I mean, I think we're all working on ourselves, so he doesn't have to look a certain way. I would prefer somebody that's taller than me. I'm not that tall. I'm like 5'6", but 5'6" and up would be preferred.
5'6" and up would be preferred. Okay. Should he make a certain amount of money?
He don't have to make a certain amount of money, but like at least be able to take care of yourself. So I think that's starting at like 50K or something like that.
Okay.
And work your way up. I'm trying to work my way up. So
okay, I know that's right.
She put a lot of emphasis on consistency and things like that. The men she valued over the years haven't valued her for 2 decades on the dating market. Women love being involved with men who don't give a fuck about them. They love giving their body to men who don't give a fuck about them. So that's why nobody should feel sorry for them. She had plenty of decent guys trying to get with her. And she rejected him for 2 decades.
Yeah. What age range you want to date?
I would say like 32 to like 45.
32 to 45. Let's do the Kendra Cam.
Oh, yeah. I'll be forgetting about this part. Okay.
Ugh. Oh, looks like you went, okay, we see you, buddy.
No, Kendra had to stop herself. She was like, it looked like you and she... Okay. Kendra had to, like, stop herself from the whole it looked like you in shape part. No, it don't look like she in shape. And she never had any kids, so that body should be tight. What else have you been doing? You haven't been tending to a husband. You haven't been tending to any children. You should be in the gym 5 times a week. You don't got any type of demanding job. You ain't a lawyer or nothing. You should be in that damn gym after your factory job. But then again, you don't give a shit about life based on the bonnet on your head.
Oh, looks like you went, okay, we see you, buddy.
I got no booty. Sorry.
What'd you say about your butt?
I don't got no booty, y'all. None.
I mean, how ghetto is that? Very.
Yet another strike against you. What is your selling point? I mean, decent tits, I guess, but other than that, what is your selling point? Bonnet and a flat ass. Like, come on. If you're going to have a flat ass, can you at least not have a bonnet on your head when you call into a dating show? Can we ask for something? Can we get something? Never mind.
No booty, y'all. None. It's just a little pinch back there. That's it.
Is Divina? Divina?
Divina, yes.
Divina, do you want kids?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you date a guy that has kids already?
Yes. If he wants more kids, I would say like even in the next year or two, because I mean, I'm getting up there, so I don't want necessarily to wait super long.
I want my eggs cracked, meaning I want a child. I want my name dropped, meaning I want to be married. I'm not around with you.
Yikes. No, look at me.
Yep, and this is another problem with dating women over 30. Everything is a rush. They're on a time clock. So they're trying to rush you into having babies. No, I want to get to know you. I'm not on the clock. You are. You should have been thinking about this the past 20 years. Don't try to rush me now. You had 20 years to get this figured out.
Whoa. Slow your roll, bro.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. Another one of the many reasons why men don't want to date older women. You already had geriatric pregnancy. Why should any man of any type of value pick you? Even if he do get with a hood booger, why not get with a younger hood booger who ain't on a time crunch to have a baby?
Yeah, I do. I don't mind somebody having kids as long as they want more kids, because I want at least one.
That's too damn bad!
You want at least one. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. She wants at least one. All right. When was your last relationship?
My last relationship was last year. I believe we broke up like the week before Valentine's Day, so February.
February, okay. Mm-hmm. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask, when's the last time you was intimate with someone?
I would say like 3 months ago, something like that.
I'm talking about across the color spectrum, across the age spectrum. Trust me, I've done them all.
Whores. Same fuck shit her mama was doing.
You shouldn't still be getting into failed relationships after 30. You had 12 years to work on all your trauma, to see what you like. Everything, all the kinks should have been worked out from 15 to 30. Relationships, if you're still getting into failed relationships after 30, maybe relationships aren't for you. This woman just got out of another failed relationship at 35 years old. What the fuck? Just hang it the fuck up. Another thing I want to touch on. You're a woman who's willing to have sex outside of a relationship at the huge age of 36. Relatively, you're not old, but far as the dating world as a woman, yes, you're old. You're still willing to give your body to men who you're not even in a relationship with. So just keep doing that for the rest of your life. Just be another pookie baby mama. See if you can get one of these pookies to skeet up in you. Well, no, that's not good for society.
Three balls you have to work on.
I am impatient. I think my expectations, I'm trying to learn that, you know, everybody's not necessarily me.
Jiminy fucking Christmas. Are you fucking serious right now?
Oh, I'm trying to, like, give people a chance. So impatient. I wouldn't say lower my expectations, but just don't have the expectation for them to be exactly like me. And I need to be a little bit more ambitious. So I want to put myself out there. I guess this is putting myself out there, but I'm not as spontaneous as I would like to be. So I'm working on that.
Okay. Okay. And why would a guy be lucky to be with you?
Kendra, I'm just the whole package.
Hi. See, here's my fur baby. She didn't got up.
What the f***?
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.